Hi, this is Jennifer Kraskowiak, and I'm speaking today with Tommy Gonzalez, City Manager of Irving, Texas. He implemented Lean Six Sigma in 2007 and says it has improved operations and saved the city more than $30 million. He's here to explain the program and how it works when applied to local government. Tommy, can you start by telling us what are the main principles and practices of Lean Six Sigma?
Well, the main principles are things like DMAIC, which is to define, measure, analyze, improve, and control any process that you've made changes to. It's a methodology, you know, because not only does that provide the backbone to giving you an idea of how to process different activities, but it also gives you different tools within that, like a process map. A process map will line up all the activities in a department and have everyone there at the table, and it will then go through systematically and eliminate those steps that might not be necessary anymore. And you do it all by listening to the voice of not only the customer that is the resident in this particular case, but the internal customer, which might be another department, an internal service department servicing another department. So it really fosters good communication with that tool by always going back to the voice of the customer. Gives you a good methodology with the DMAIC principle, and it also gives you good tools within that DMAIC guideline to go in and then use the process map to eliminate the activities that might not be necessary in order to provide that service.
Okay. And is the program adjusted when applied to local governments instead of corporations?
No. As I said, it's a methodology. It's a set of tools used to analyze a process. So the tools really selected are based on the process being reviewed. For example, a manufacturing company looking at how to increase productivity on the assembly line and business reviewing their accounts payable process will both use the DMAIC process but choose different tools to analyze it. And the different tools you can use are a value stream map, control charts. We also use Pareto charts. And all that is simply giving you information about how the service is being provided. So these tools within the methodology really provides the framework to analyzing any process that you are engaged in to provide a service.
Okay. And how is using Lean Six Sigma different than how your city was operating previously without it?
Well, first of all, you know, you mentioned in the beginning of this interview that we've saved over $30 million. And what we've also been able to do in conjunction with that, part of that has resulted in that those dollar savings, but the time that it's given back to our employees, we've been able to eliminate 38,000 hours. And anytime you're able to do that, I think it gives them, and the employees, the team, gives them more time back. And it's just not piling on more work. It's reducing the activities that they're engaged in, and really it really helps the morale, in my opinion. And then it breaks down what a lot of people said when I first got here in 2006, that we had a lot of silos. And that was accurate in that people weren't really communicating with one another. They had their own departments, and they were kind of protecting those. And now everything's done with team concepts, and that you bring in different disciplines from different departments in order to attack a problem. So those are the two big changes. I think we've also been able to reduce variation on process to better meet customer needs. And by that I mean there's something called standard deviation in the Lean Six Sigma process and in the Six Sigma piece. And the deviation is you might have four employees doing 50 things and then one employee doing 122. Well, that's the deviation you need to correct. And so we've been able to reduce that variation throughout the city and really normalize the activity. What has that resulted into? It's given results like 14 weeks that it used to take us to do a street cut repair. It didn't actually take us that long to actually do the activity, but as you know, when they receive a complaint and you get the result, it was taking 14 weeks, and now that only takes 6 weeks, and we're working to reduce that down to 4 weeks. So I think that's a value add to the citizens. I think in our water utility crew truck, they now have 80% of the resources they need for a saving of each crew member of 1.5 hours a day, or each crew 990 hours per year. So that really makes them more efficient, and it's really been able to make them get their work done in a more expedient fashion. So it really has gotten us to a point where we're more data-driven. Before, people were like, well, you don't like me, and that's why you're asking me to do this, or there's a personality conflict. And, in our organization, we say we love everybody, we just don't always love the performance, and so the data really drives the decision-making.
Okay. And what are some of the criticisms of the program being applied to local government that you've heard, and what is your response to them?
Well, people have made different critiques of any management type of theme and said that it's a fad or it's a flavor of the month, whether it's Six Sigma or whether it's anything else. And that's a common criticism for different programs that a lot of managers, a lot of CEOs implement in any organization. But, really the implementation and is what's key, is to come in early and have some low-hanging fruit accomplished so that people can see the results. And that really gets the non-believers to become believers pretty quickly. So if you just start building on those successes, you can have changes that result in going from 2 months and taking a department to produce a permit to on average of 3.5 days. And that's a pretty good result that people can see when they have a building permit that it used to take a couple of months and now it takes 3.5 days. And when you go to most cities, especially larger cities, it's really a maze for a business to go in, and they really feel, quite frankly, like the mouse going after the cheese, and they don't know where they're going. And we've really been able to eliminate those steps for the customer, where we've gone from when you said what's different before to now. I mean, it was a good city before, and it still is. But I think our processes are what we're focused on, and really focused on giving the customer that product sooner, so that they're pleased with the work that's being done, and that the council or our board, in whatever case, whether you're a public or private sector, are pleased with the work that's being done.
Okay. And do you think that the program would work for every local government?
Well, I think it can work for any organization, government or business, and it's a matter of, what you're focused on. I mean, the implementation is key to the success. I think it can work for any local government that is interested in it and lays the groundwork to ensure it is implemented properly. I think we have approximately 1,850 employees today, and we used to have over 2,000. We did that without layoffs and without having forced furloughs. So it allowed us to eliminate the activities that were not useful in achieving results that we felt like were important to achieve, while doing it in a way where through attrition you were able to save the dollars. And because we started so early in looking at this, when the economy hit, it really didn't impact us the way it impacted some of the other cities. Granted, we were still impacted. Our revenues went down, and we were impacted by that, just like everyone else was. But we were able to ride through that a little bit better because we had already kind of planned through that, and we hadn't forecasted the economy doing what it did. We just really felt like that if we were able to eliminate unnecessary steps, we would be able to be more efficient and would be able to give people back their time, not only the customer where they don't have to wait as long, but our team who provides that service. They don't have as many activities because they're just not doing some of the things that they were doing before just because they've always done it. They eliminated those steps, and they saw the value in it and that they had less to do and they got more product out, and so therefore they were able to get more things accomplished. So it's really been, I think, a win-win. And that phrase is overly used, but it really helped our team, and it really helped the people we're providing the service to. We feel like we want to share this so that others can benefit from it. And I think that that's the true success of any program, that if you're able to use that methodology and then you're able to share that methodology and it's able to work in any other organization, so long as they're committed to it. We're going to go to the 7th Annual Lean Six Sigma Conference on February 28th through March 1st, I believe, are the dates. And we'll be talking about our approach to the cultural transformation that took place in order to get in line with Lean Six Sigma.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me this morning about the program. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.